This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Duba holds cordial meeting with Minister for London Paul Scully in London. Prime Minister Duba to address UN Climate Change Conference COP26 today. President Bidya Bhandari stresses on effective implementation of Lumbini Master Plan to develop Lumbini as international tourism destination. And UN Climate Change Conference COP26 begins in Scottish city of Glasgow. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Duba, who is in London to attend the World Leaders Summit of COP26, has held a cordial meeting with Minister for London Paul Scully. Foreign Affairs Secretary of Nepal, Bharat Raj Paudel, informed that the meeting focused on the energy sector of Nepal and expanding UK's assistance to Nepal in technology transfer. On the occasion, Prime Minister Duba urged the UK government to help bring new technologies and invest in green and clean energy in Nepal. British Minister Scully vowed to support Nepal in the energy sector after holding discussions with concerned bodies. Prime Minister Duba held a meeting with representatives of ex-Gurkha Army Association yesterday itself. The Prime Minister urged them to put demands as per the laws of the UK. Similarly, in a programme organised by the Nepali Embassy in London, Prime Minister Duba expressed the views of Nepal on the impact surfaced due to climate change. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Duba remained busy yesterday as well for attending different programmes and meetings. On the occasion, Prime Minister Duba urged British industrialists and business persons for their investment in Nepal's green and clean energy. Earlier on Sunday, Prime Minister Duba held discussions with the office bearers of Gurkha Army ex-servicemen organization and urged them to put forth their demands as per the British laws. Similarly, Prime Minister Duba attended a reception organized by Charity Affairs of Embassy of Nepal in London, Roshan Khanal. On the occasion, he said that Nepal would raise the issues of climate change impact in COP26. Prime Minister Duba is scheduled to address the UN Climate Change Conference, COP26, today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for effective implementation of the Lumbini Master Plan to develop the World Heritage Site Lumbini as a major international tourism destination. Unveiling the statue of the Gautam Buddha at the Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairo, Hawaii in Rupandahi yesterday, President Bhandari suggested presenting the unique identity of the birthplace of Buddha through the study and research of the historical and archaeological sites. The president called on the Lumbini Buddhist University to focus its attention on carrying out study and research on the Buddhist philosophy and tradition. Also speaking on the occasion, Home Minister Balkrishna Khar directed the concerned bodies to ensure the early construction of the airport. Home Minister Khar stressed on publicizing the Buddhist philosophy and teachings in a bid to translate them into practice and to promote peace and non-violence across the world. No hearings were conducted in the Supreme Court yesterday as well, except by a single bench led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsa Rana. The Chief Justice had determined 12 benches yesterday to conduct a hearing on 248 cases. However, no benches except the single bench of the Chief Justice conducted the hearing, as the justices of the Supreme Court have been boycotting the regular benches since last Monday. Education Minister Debendra Paudel has vowed to resolve a problem surfaced in the education sector. Addressing the program organized in Baglung yesterday, Minister Paudel assured that problems relating to the management of the temporary and contracted school teachers and post-adjustments would be resolved. He further said the educational infrastructure development and reconstruction of school buildings damaged due to disasters would continue. The Home Ministry says 121 people have died and 20 are missing in the rain-induced disaster since October 18. The ministry said a total of 244 people have been injured and 179 houses have been damaged due to disaster-related incidents throughout the country. The recovery rate from the COVID-19 infection in Nepal has stood at 97.4%. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, additional 518 corona-infected people recovered yesterday. Likewise, a total of 408 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 8 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,407. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki on Sunday inspected the flood hit areas in Sunsari district. Minister Karki visited various places in the district that were affected by rain-triggered flood, such as Baraha Livestock Farm at Baraha Chetra Municipality 4, farm run by Bharat Karki at Ramthuni 8, and flood-hit places at Harinagar Rural Municipality 2, 5, 6 and 7. He also took stock of the situation and asked the affected locals about the extent of losses incurred by the flood. The minister also inspected the house of Vishnu Sharma at Inorua 9 that was burnt down by an RA tomorrow following the suicide of Hakimia Bokura Nursing Rural Municipality 5 while he was in police custody. Minister for Finance Jonathan Sharma has said that the government was considering to resume the already closed state-owned factories and create employment to the youths. Addressing the municipal conference of YCL Nepal in Hetonda yesterday, Minister Sharma said that the government was planning to run Hetonda textile industry, Gorakhali tire industry and other industries to create employment to thousands of youths, giving details regarding the subsidy and allowance given by the government to the injured, highly marginalized population and other vulnerable communities. Minister Sharma stated that the government would give the sense of its pro-people gesture to the citizens. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Hey, chora, kya cha hal khabar? Padhai kasto chaldai cha?
Sabai ramre chaldai cha. Ani tyaha ke cha bua?
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ल तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटीसी को कॉल इन्डिया प्याक छदैछ नि इन्डिया कॉल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारु गर्नका लागि एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with international updates now. The highly anticipated COP26 Climate Change Summit has begun in Glasgow of Scotland in the UK. Delegates from around 200 countries are there to announce measures to cut their emissions by 2030 and protect the planet. Delayed by a year because of the COVID-19 pandemic, COP26 aims to keep alive a target of capping global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. With the global warming because of fossil fuel emissions caused by human scientists warn that urgent action is needed to avoid a climate catastrophe. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the summit will be the world's moment of truth. Extreme weather events, including powerful heat waves and devastating floods, are now the new normal, says the World Meteorological Organization. The State of the Climate Report for 2021 highlights a world that is changing before our eyes. The 20-year temperature average from 2002 is on course to exceed 1 degree Celsius above pre-industrial levels for the first time, and global sea levels rose to a new high in 2021, according to the study. These latest figures for 2021 are being released early by the WMO to coincide with the start of the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, known as COP26. The State of the Climate Report provides a snapshot of climate indicators, including temperatures, extreme weather events, sea level rises and ocean conditions. The study finds that the past 7 years, including this one, are likely to be the warmest on record as greenhouse gases reached record concentrations in the atmosphere. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in province 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.1 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba holds cordial meeting with Minister for London Paul Scully in London. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba to address UN Climate Change Conference COP26 today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses on effective implementation of Lumbini Master Plan to develop Lumbini as international tourism destination. And UN Climate Change Conference COP26 begins in Scottish city of Glasgow. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us on our online www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.